Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters, y'all. Glory be to the Most High God. I'm Shanika L for those who are tuning in for the first time. So I have been in Austin for the past couple of days, and I took a visit to Lockhart to visit my cousin FD Sparkman, who will be soon joining us on this podcast. Glory be to God, all according to the Most High God's timing. And we discussed so many different things, but one of the things that grasped my attention is how he and his fiance interacted with one another. And what I came to the realization that when the Most High God brings your kingdom spouse, it won't be difficult. It will be almost effortless. I remember he was saying that whenever they get into an argument, it's not a fight. It's not constant bickering that leads to unrighteous anger, bitterness, and outbursts of anger, and all those different things. He said that they argued logically, meaning that they sit down, have a conversation, and come to a logical conclusion. For those who have been following this podcast, and I have been very open about my healing journey and all those different things, and one of the emotions that I have been feeling lately is resentment. Wishing that I can go back in time and say this or do this different, or constantly questioning within myself why individuals treated me the way that they did. But the Most High God led me to watch this movie called Resort to Love. And it's basically about a woman, which is played by Christina Milian, and her fiance left her and called off the wedding, and she was just down and out. Everything was going wrong all at the same time. But it led her to go to this resort where she ended up running into her ex-fiance, which ultimately led her to finding love, but not the ex-fiance. But it led her to that point. And so after the visitation with my cousin and after watching this movie, it occurred to me that individuals that I was in a relationship, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, that they treated me the way that they did because they were supposed to. If you prayed the prayers that I pray, and I remember praying specifically to the Most High God to not allow me to marry the wrong person. And I look back and I realize that they were supposed to treat me that way. They didn't see me as a wife because they were supposed to not see me as a wife. How many of you are on your healing journey right now and you have this anger and this bitterness and this resentfulness inside of you? And you're questioning within yourself why this person treated you the way that they did. It's because they were supposed to. Because God knew that that wasn't your kingdom spouse. So the Most High God set it up to where that person would mistreat you, ultimately leading you to leave that person, or that person leaving you. And us, because we are in the flesh and we can be emotional, sometimes can blind us from the truth. But for one second, if we step outside of those emotions and we realize it's all a part of the Most High God's plan. The Most High God knows what's best for us, and a lot of times we don't. Matter of fact, 100% of the time, we don't. He can see way far off than we are able to. And I know, as crazy as it sounds, it is better for that person, that individual, to have treated you the way that they did, or left you, or deserted you, or you left them. It is better for it to happen that way, for you to have married that person and entered into a covenant with the wrong individual. And the outcome would have been way worse. A lot of times when things happen to us, we don't understand why, and we want to know why. And even though the things that we go through hurts, it's heartbreaking. Sometimes we're confused, don't know which way to go except to the Most High God. But in the end, when He leads you to where He really wants you to go, to be with who you were designed to be with, it makes sense. But it don't make sense right now, because we're so busy looking at the hurt and the pain and the suffering and the heartbreak. You see, in the beginning, when God created Adam, He created Eve from Adam's rib. So Eve was a perfect fit for Adam, because she was created from Adam's rib. So what happens if we entangle ourselves with somebody who we were not designed to be with? It won't fit. It will be constant tension. You won't be able to have a decent conversation with that person without a blow up. It will be constant fighting, constant bickering. And it's because two people that wasn't designed to be together, because those two people don't fit. Unequally yoked. I have done a podcast on being unequally yoked in relationships, and I, after that visit with my cousin, I really realized what that truly meant. It's more than just having the same beliefs, spiritual beliefs, but it all comes down to, can y'all both have logical discussions? Can y'all both have logical, quote unquote, arguments? Because both can be a professed believer. But what if one doesn't know how to properly apply conflict resolution and the other one does? That is still considered unequally yoked. What if one person has pride and the other one doesn't? That's unequally yoked. And both can be professed believers. It goes so much more deeper than what I originally anticipated. And just after that visit, just enlightened my whole understanding on various things. See, we can choose to focus on how people did us in the past or how people mistreated us in the past. Or we can thank God that He did not allow us to enter into an everlasting covenant with the enemy's counterfeit. That's how special you are. How special you are that God allowed that person to mistreat you because He didn't want you to end up with the wrong person. Wow. But yet, we take it as a curse. I know I did. I can't speak for everybody else. I would say to the Most High, like, no matter who I be with, it always ends up horrible. Well, maybe, just maybe, it's supposed to have been that way until the Most High brings my kingdom spouse. I mean, think about it. How easy it is to take things for granted if we get it right the first time. See, me and my cousin was actually discussing that. If we get it right the first time, there's no growth in that. There's no experience in that. But the more tribulation you go through, the more heartache you go through, the more suffering you go through, it teaches you. More times we have to walk around that mountain, as my cousin Nephi Sparkman would say. So when we do get those things that God so want us to have, like that kingdom spouse, we will be more appreciative of that thing. We'll be more grateful. Wow. I hope that this word helps somebody out there who is going through some type of heartache. God knows what's best for us. We don't. We get lured away by our lusts and all these different fleshly things. And a lot of times it can be hard to see the truth. But the truth of the matter is, that person treated you the way that they did because you're somebody else's spouse. I'ma say that again. That person mistreated you because you're somebody else's spouse. When you look at it like that, it changes your whole perspective. It wasn't meant to work out with those other individuals. It wasn't meant. You would have been settling. Settling for less while rejecting God's best. But what is for you is for you. And what's so amazing is a lot of us seem to think that we may have missed out on a God-given spouse. But what is yours is yours. Because even if it passed you up the first time, the Most High God will bring it back around again. Glory be to God for that revelation. I pray that whoever hears this message from the Most High, and you going through that heartbreak, that healing journey, and you feeling all these different types of emotions. Just know that everything happens for a reason. Just like Romans 8:28, all things work together for those that love the Most High. To those who are the called according to His purpose. All means all, good and bad. You're somebody else's spouse. Keep that in mind. Next time those feelings come up, next time that resentment come up, next time that bitterness come up, next time you get angry about what somebody else did to you in the past, just know they were supposed to, because you're somebody else's spouse. And they're waiting. You just gotta let go of what was and look forward to what is and what is to come. Glory be to God. I love each and every last one of y'all. This will be a to be continued. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, remember, we are all students. God is our teacher. And I'm learning just as much as you all. I love you all. God bless. Talk soon.